The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay, and we're back. And I'm super excited because we are getting to talk all about the brand new book, the beautiful brand new book, I should say. I'm doing my best Vanna White right now. From ECW Press, it is called Creating the Mania by John Robinson. And it is a wonderful, spectacular book. You should all check it out, right?
Yeah, it's Creating the Mania, the inside look of at how WrestleMania comes to life.
And it basically what it is it has stories from WrestleMania 33 to 34, and it details the year between those two WrestleManias and basically how the whole thing came together. So we actually get a lot of the backstory on some of the biggest matches from not only WrestleMania 33, but also 34.
And throughout the year, we get it's a week by week account of the build and how things have changed, who was champion, what went on and all that stuff. It's cool. It's a really fascinating book. And each chapter's not that very long, but there's a lot, you know, it's week by week. You give it tidbits here, tidbits there, and you just get great stories from all the wrestlers who were interviewed. You get some scoops throughout this book.
You do.
Like one of the scoops in the book. At one point, the WrestleMania bill was going to feature Kurt Angle versus Jason Jordan.
Which is interesting.
But then the Ronda Rousey situation came into play and how all that went down, and then Jason Jordan got hurt, so you hear from Kurt talking about all that, which is cool. You get to hear about the Women's Royal Rumble, Bayley and Sasha talk about it and the importance to them, and it's a really interesting book. It's fascinating. There are little intermissions throughout the book where each wrestler gives their favorite WrestleMania moments, which is cool to see.
One of the really neat things that I liked, because, you know, of course, I have to talk about my grumpy dead man, The Undertaker. He's in this one. He's not interviewed, but he's mentioned a bunch of times, is the Roman Reigns match with Undertaker from 33. And they interviewed Roman for it. And Roman really gives some really cool insights into the match. Basically, how Taker is just completely chill in the ring and just is so beyond easy to work with and deal with, and how much he learned from Taker. And Roman's almost, I think, a little bit envious of Taker, because he's looking at him and the dude's got it all together. He's all smooth. He knows exactly what to do, when to do it. You know, he probably doesn't even have to think about it. It's all second nature. And Roman's like, God, I wish I could be like that. Which, you know, to Taker's credit, he's been in the business for over, I think, 30 years at this point. So, I mean, yeah, with that amount of time comes that amount of experience. So, I mean, I don't think Roman should stress over it too much, because it's like, well, when you're in that long too, I'm sure you'll be able to do it as well without any question. But it was interesting to hear that from Roman Reigns, and also how he mentions that he learned a lot from Taker. He took a lot away from that match. And then he also, you know, tries to take away stuff from every opponent he has, so he can learn and grow and become a better wrestler. And that's the side of Roman Reigns we don't get to hear from a lot. Like, they don't let us see that side too often. So it was really nice that it was in this book. And it goes on to further talk about Taker, because, you know, it's basically the match with Roman, I think, was actually supposed to be Taker's last match. And they set it up in the book that it was supposed to be the last match. And then we go to the next year, where there's a lot of indecision surrounding Taker and whether or not he's actually going to do the match with John Cena or not.
Yeah, Road Dogg talks about how Taker's health is a concern, how he's done and not doing it. He talked about the Rey Mysterio rumor that was all over the internet. So it's like, you got what really happened, what everything that was going on. You kind of realize, was it really realistic Taker was actually going to show up at WrestleMania until late in the game? It's cool to see.
We on the outside, we all sit here and we look at it, and, you know, you watch WrestleMania come together, and it's like, oh yeah, they've got this all planned out, they've had it mapped out for months. And, you know, this book clearly demonstrates that they don't, in some cases. They really, really don't. And it all comes down to sometimes a last minute change or a last minute decision that causes that match to happen or causes that match to not happen. You know, they talked about the injuries to the roster, Finn Balor, and how that sort of, you know,
played a part in it. And we got some insight on the gender telerun. What was one of the things I liked was they talked to Matt about the Broken Universe and how they set up the return at 33 and how he would talk to Hunter and then talk to Vince and this is what the game plan was and everything like that. And they talk about how they were in a legal battle with TNA Wrestling and how the guy who was stopping them wasn't there, so they got everything they wanted. One, it's weird seeing Impact Wrestling and TNA in a WWE book.
It is, but I think with, you know, Hardy being there, both Hardys being there, and AJ and Joe and several of the others being there, we're going to see it pop up way more often.
Oh, because the letters TNA are now dead, so they're able to talk about it on more platforms. So it's like they're not going to mention Impact Wrestling a lot, but TNA, that's fair game now.
Mm-hmm.
But I digress. So he talks about that. He talked about what he thought his future for WrestleMania was, working with Bray and how that was going to work, how he wanted to pair him up with, see how Jeff would mix in it, and how he wanted to use the internet in a way to sort of work into the Woken Universe, the Broken Universe, how he did an Impact. So he wanted to do all that. You get an insight into Matt's thinking and mindset, and he thought he was going to either face Bray or fight Bray, or team with Bray, I should say, at WrestleMania, and going forward past WrestleMania, and that they deleted Sister Abigail.
We're not
talking about that, but that was mentioned in the book.
We don't talk about that at all. It's kind of like The Thing. It's Bray's version of The Thing. We don't talk about that. Didn't happen.
But overall, this is a really good book. It was a fun book to read. You should all go check it out. It's available now. It's by ECW Press. It's Creating the Mania, an inside look at how WrestleMania comes to life by John Robinson at fine bookstores everywhere.
Yep, and I just want to compliment real quick the art department who did the cover. Beautiful cover. Again, awesome job on the picture selection. I mean, even the pictures in the book just help tell the stories. You get a lot of really good backstage photos that you wouldn't normally see in this book. So compliments on the design and to the art team as always, because the team over there is absolutely fantastic. I love them. And also, again, huge compliments to John Robinson on the book. It's wonderfully written. It does a great service to the stories, and it's a great read, y'all. I mean, seriously, it is a wonderful read. Definitely recommend checking this book out. I'm like holding it up. Nobody can see it. I'm sure like you can hear me moving it and stuff, but I'm sitting here like holding it like it's my child or something. But yeah, this is a fantastic book. It's a wonderful insight into WWE and what goes into making WrestleMania and exactly how much work goes into it. So strongly recommend you check it out. Like Rock said, you can pick it up, find booksellers everywhere. But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does. Make sure you follow us on the socials. It's Rack Radio Show on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lens Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Creating the Mania Edition, right here on wildtalkradio.com. And we will be back very soon. Till then, bye.